I'm at a phone that is right around the corner from one of the kiosks, and anytime I start to think that this is getting old or redundant or pointless, I have another revelation that it's beautiful. It really is. It's too bad I'm playing Paul Harvey, who I respected a lot when I was younger, but I came to regard as a demagogue. But I chose him not because of the substance, but just because his voice carries well. But I'm at a point now where I think I could blast anybody's voice and make it loud as hell. So I'll think of something else next. I'll get some Joe Frank or maybe Danny Stiles. But people stop and they look, and sometimes they say something, sometimes they don't. They just move on. But to hear it in stereo, if you will, I had four of them going at once. One of them cut off after a couple of minutes on its own because these kiosks are pieces of junk. But this one is just going on and on. When I played the apology calls, I felt a little weird about it because those voices were so personal to me, and they went back so many years. And this is a little bit of the same. I mean, Paul Harvey was... I tuned in, man. I planned my noontime ritual around listening to him. I guess I should just get my own voice out there, shouldn't I? I can do that. I did it before, and I know somebody encountered it, and she thought it was pretty weird. I was having one side of a conversation with somebody who was being very difficult.